the passages we chant before we begin to meditate are for the purpose of firming up our intention to sit here and meditate, to be with the breath for the whole hour. On the one hand, we think about the principles of karma, that the body is not going to stay with us. It's going to get old, go sick, die. We leave our friends. All we've got is our karma. And that comes from the mind. So the mind needs to be trained to make sure the good karma is good. And then we have the reflections on goodwill, empathetic joy, compassion, equanimity, to remind us that we want a happiness that's true, something that really lasts and doesn't harm anybody. The equanimity also reminds us there's only so much we can do in the world. That if we want true happiness, we want to go beyond karma. So these are some of the reflections that help us to get our motivation straight and get our intention strong. Because our intention makes a huge difference about how we're going to experience the next hour. You've got the body here. So you've got the breath. And a lot of that comes from old karma. As the Buddha said, all our six senses should be experienced as old karma. But we're not just stuck with old karma. In fact, our present karma is actually something we experienced prior. It's a peculiar passage in the Buddhist description of causality. Intentions come prior to our experience of the six senses. And many times we can see this. The way you have an intention in mind is going to shape the way you experience things. If you're hungry right now, you're going to experience the world in one way. If you've had more than enough food, you're going to experience the world in another way. It all comes down to your intention. What's strange about this is that your present intention actually is something you experience prior to the results of your past karma. The contact of the six senses comes further down the line. Yet all too often we go right into the contact and build on that, forgetting that we have an opportunity here to shape things well right from the very beginning. So take advantage of the fact that your intentions come first. As the Buddha said, the mind is in the forefront of all things. Very first verses in the Dhammapada. The mind is the forerunner of all dhammas. It's in charge. So don't abdicate the fact that you are in charge. Take advantage of it. You're going to make up your mind, you're going to stay here, and you want to keep that in mind. That's what mindfulness is for. Just to remind you that how you experience the next hour is going to depend on your intentions. So keep your intention really, really solid. You want to stay with the breath, and you want to do it well. That means you want to stay here continually. It's not simply through willpower that's going to happen. You need some help. The help comes in learning how to play with the breath, having a strategy for staying here. That's part of your attention as well. You can breathe in any kind of way, but how about breathing in a way that feels really, really good? It feels nourishing for the body, it feels soothing for the mind. Energizing when you're feeling tired. Grounding when you're feeling scattered. There's lots to explore right here. So make that your intention. You want to explore what the breath can do for you here in the present moment. And try not to get waylaid. Something may come up, a pain may come up, or a particularly interesting thought may come up. You have to keep reminding yourself you're here for the skill of dealing with the breath. You're not here for those other things. You've had thoughts before. You've had pains before. You don't have to get all excited about them. Even an original and amazing thought, if it's really that good, it'll be there when you come out of meditation. For the time being, you want to stick with that intention no matter what. It's like those scenes in the movie where a person is given permission to go into this hall of treasures and be able to take one treasure out. But there are all these other treasures in the hall as well. And the people who get distracted by the other treasures, so they don't get anything. So keep your mind on the one treasure. You want to learn how to get the mind under your control. You want to learn how to get the mind to be still and solid and clear here in the present moment, with an awareness that's centered but broad. Not broad in the sense of running after things, but broad in the sense of having a wide range of awareness through the body, making the body one sensation, i.e. the sensation of breathing, making that the one topic of your mind. So as you experience the hands and feet, try to experience them as an aspect of breath. Every part of the body, experience it as an aspect of breath. There'll be still breath energy in some parts of the body, moving breath energy in other parts. And John Lee has a long list of the different kinds of energies, the ones that go back and forth, the ones that spin around in place, different levels of breath energy, the energy moving through the blood vessels, the energy moving through the nerves, still breath energy that can be detected at some parts of the body. There's lots to explore. Make that your range. That's what you're going to wander in. It's a limited range. Goes as far as the skin or just a little bit beyond the skin. Sometimes you can sense an energy flowing just around outside the body like a cocoon. But make that the limit of your wanderings. And try to experience all as aspects of breath. This is what makes it into one object. Your sense of the body right here, right now. As for any pleasures that may come up, any sense of fullness or unusual energies, learn how to deal with them in relationship to the breath. Some people sometimes find a tightness coming in the chest, or an intense energy that seems to come out of left field. Well, think of it coursing through the body and then going out the palms of your hands, the soles of your feet, so it doesn't get stuck. Think of everything in terms of the breath energy and the body being wide open and connected. The more connected everything is, the less need you'll have for in and out breathing. And the stronger that sense of being one right here in the present moment becomes. The body is one large field of breath. That's one meaning of singleness of preoccupation. And it's what fills the mind. One of the terms for this is mindfulness immersed in the body. You're in the body thoroughly, totally, with it all around you, as if you're sitting in a tub of water. The water surrounds you. Make that your intention. Hold to that intention. And you begin to see that intentions really do have a kind of prior power or the results of your past karma. There may be little pains here and there, noises outside. But if you hold tight to your intention, those things are not going to lead you astray. You would have that kind of determination. Because it's only that way that the mind really gets solidly established. still, clear, in a really good position to gain insight. Insights are not things that you can intend ahead of time, but you can intend to get the conditions right. So always hold that in mind as you meditate, that your intention comes first.